take you there, Bob. Amen. You can't have victory unless you win the battle. Unless you go through the war. Amen. How are you going to have a victory if you don't never go through and fight the battle? Amen. God puts the trials and troubles out there for us sometimes that people can see God in our lives. That we can get the victory for God and for the people to see. Amen. Amen. God wants His people to be recognized too. I might not never have $1 million in the bank. Really don't care nothing about having $1 million. That money ain't nothing but trouble. But I tell you what, I want to keep Jesus in the bank. Amen. I want to have an account with the Lord. I want my account to be with the Lord this morning. Amen. If I got to write a check, I want Jesus to sign it. Amen. Co-signer. Praise the Lord. Amen. Co-sign my deal. Amen. Praise the Lord. Job said, we take good all at the hands of God, not what won't we take evil? Praise the Lord. We want all the blessings to fall on us. No, Lord, don't send no trouble my way. Send me a bunch of blessings. Praise the Lord. The devil would come against you short enough anyway if God done that. Praise the Lord. All right, I think Sister Pam got us a goodie here. Some goodies.
Okay, so what we're going to, some may not remember, some might. Some, we got a new one, I know for sure. How Grace's Chapel first got started. So what happened was, Brother Henry was out riding, like you know he always does, going to find some. And he saw the little white church sitting over there. It was up for sale. So he goes back to his mama and then he, to my grandmother, Carrie, and he says, y'all want to start a church? They said, well, let's pray about it. Because we were all going to call at that time. And so they got praying. They prayed for a little while because the auction was coming up. And it was a vacant Presbyterian church at that time. It had been a school, Presbyterian church. The last part was Presbyterian. So they went and prayed and they said, Lord, if it's your will we get to church, don't let nobody else be at the courthouse to be it. So they go up to the courthouse. Ralph Baxley goes with them. Some of y'all might not know him. That was Sister Zitabelle's husband. So they go up to the courthouse. Nobody else is there to be on the property. So they being on the property. And I actually found the original receipt. This is not it. This is a copy of it, of where they paid down on the church that day. September 21st, 1970. And they paid $169. So that's why we're going with September 1970. Because immediately after that, they started Sunday evening services. And you can see these pictures right here. This is how the old church looked when they first started. Actually, I don't know if we got one before because it didn't even have a choir. It was just a little walkway. Some of you remember. I know Sister Blossom's kids will remember. It was just a little walkway. And everything was dark, dark, almost a black wood, like a dark mahogany. And then they got to working. We had a screen door, no restrooms. We had an outhouse, two-seater. Nobody had to go to the bathroom. You didn't ever have to worry about nobody going to the bathroom. We didn't have to use the bathroom back then. And so then the church got together and they built a choir, because you know these oldest people got to have a choir. So they built them a choir, and you can see right here where it's my grandmother, Daryl Chavis, Vicky, and Daddy. Actually, all of them are gone now. That's where we put the bathrooms. Brother L.J. Young, John Young came in about 73, and he was a contractor. and a preacher, and he come to help us, and he actually installed the restrooms for us. And Sister Emmer, this is her right here. Some of you probably don't, most of us remember Brother Dogwood and Amy, because she was young when he was just a baby, but she lived by herself. And she died in 98. And she always kept the security lights up at the church. If something happened to them, she'd have them put back. She took care of that herself. Because the fox hunters would shoot them out. Not on purpose, probably, but, you know, they out hunting and stuff. They'd get shot out a lot. So the last one she put up, she said, I'm going to put this one up in the name of Jesus. But they can't shoot it out. PD had to cut that one off.
Yeah.
And so this is my grandmother. Most of you know my grandmother. She's the one that's let them actually have the loan to get the church. And that they felt like starting Sunday afternoon because they didn't want to fear with other churches. And then we used to have prayer meeting on Thursday night so we could visit other churches on Wednesday night. And if we had revivals or whatever, we could visit other churches. And you can see back then we had a good choir in 1983. That's the year I graduated. And I actually went through this picture, and I hope I didn't miss nobody. But I counted like 49 people since we opened this church right here that has passed away. That was in that service when we opened this church. Mm-hmm. And that's probably including some like Elizabeth. I don't know that I could see her picture in this where we opened up that day. But we got her in some other pictures. I think I got one on the back wall back there of the youngins. Way back, there's Elizabeth right there. And a lot of little kids. We had a lot of little kids. We had a youth choir like a 25 back then, like right here. And a lot of people's gone. They gone. But the anchor for Grace's Chapel still holds.
Yeah.
Still holds. And, so, when they started, they actually started Sunday morning service, they started out with 14. That was about all, that's about where we at right now. Still holding.
Yeah,
the anchor's
right.
Still holding.
Yeah.
And so, there was preachers just coming and going because there wasn't a pastor. And so preachers would come in and preach. And it's always been kind of a church to help new preachers or people, you know, that needed somewhere to encourage them and all. And so Sister Fanny started coming. Can't really say for sure, probably somewhere around 71, 72, she was coming pretty good. And so during that time, Sister Carrie, my grandmother, and Sister Amber, my dad would go by and pick, of course my grandmother rode with him, but go by and pick up Sister Amber. She lived by herself. And they would be here 8:30 in the morning, or at the old church, rather. And they'd go in the Sunday school room. But they'd pray from the time they got here to 10 o'clock. And they didn't even have a clock back there, but they'd come out. 10 o'clock, church was ready. They was ready. And most of the time, the ones coming in late, all they just fall in and feel the Spirit. They didn't even have they already had it prayed down. So they prayed faithfully every Sunday morning. I mean, every Sunday morning they was here. And the Holy Ghost was their clock, is what we used to tell them. The Holy Ghost tell them, come on out. And so their prayer was to send people to help us. We needed help. We needed a preacher. We needed deacons. We needed people. And so Sister Fanny started coming by more and more. She was coming by more often. And so around 71 or 72, she made Grace Chapel her home church. And she was with us till February the 28th, 1996. She never got to see this church. She passed away. She didn't get to see it built because we had started building in February. And her sister, Flossie, some of her brothers, Leroy and Thurman, they started coming. Now, Sister Flossie's right here. This is Lisa Abingham's mom. You didn't meet her, but she's the one starting the penny march that we still carry on today. She said it teaches children to give, you know, when they're little and then we grow up, and they are examples. About Sister Flossie now, she was a diehard person. If she, you had a friend, she stood for Grace of Chapel, it didn't matter if she was by herself. I mean, she would. I had a little incident. She said, "Why didn't you call me?" She was upset because I didn't call her to help me out. You know, she was just like that. It didn't matter. A time when she wasn't in church, she paid her tithes regardless. She paid her tithes. And she stood behind Grace's Chapel till her death in 2009. I mean, she was a number one. That's, I got that right, 2009. And she stuck right in here with Sister Fanny. And we've had some to come and some to go, but now the anchor's still holding for us. And I thank God for that. And we've had some pastors, you know, here and there. And deacons and all that's helped us out get where we're at now. And I gave you that past so you can, I want you to hear this here tape. That was done the last service at the old church, March the 10th of 95. And this is where we learned the way we worship. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Right on. like they don't never leave you. Some of them older ones. And Sister Flossie, too. I remember she used to come out of some of them yard sales. And I'd say, well, we just want 50 cents for that, but we'll let you have it for a dollar. Get away from here, Darrell. I ain't dealing with you. I'm going to deal with Pam. Pam, she'd say, Pam, this 50 cents. Well, you can have it for a quarter. Pam would knock some off. I'd try to add 50 cents to it or something. But she would get away from me, boy. I ain't dealing with you. Miss some of them old saints when they gone, boy, I'll tell you. It was a blessing to you. Sure was. I'm going to tell on myself this morning. I tell on everybody else, and mine will tell on myself too. Yeah. I told Sister Lisa that day we had Fanny's funeral, she'll tell you the same thing. I said, Sister Lisa, I hope the Lord pour a double portion of Sister Fanny's spirit on you or whatever it was. Ever happened was I said it was something similar to that. But I done it thought the wrong way. I forgot Sister Fanny called her about 2 days before she passed. I think it was Kager told you that Sister Fanny wanted to see Amy, wasn't it? I think it was Kager. It was Kager that said, Sister Fanny said if you bring that baby up there, she wants to see that baby. Amy wasn't 6 months old. 4 months old. I said, Pam, you better take her on up there. You better get her on up there tomorrow. And I was working at the time and all, but I didn't get to go. But she said she took Amy and laid her right on her chest in her stomach. And I know she was praying for her. And then got in my mind she was praying for her. Sister Pam, she died about 2 days later. But little did I know she's praying for that spirit to fall on Amy. Sometimes you can't see everything. When Amy got up and said she was called to preach and everything, it come to me then, and Sister Fanny had put that spirit off on her. So you have to thank the Lord. People slipped away and blazed the trail. Tells told you for years to come on that Jesus is a blessing and he'll help you every step. It's still going through my head today. Angels, the words and testimonies and songs, and scripture and preaching, it still rumbles right around in your brain. It keeps you going, don't it? Some of them old saints. Go ahead, Sister Pam, what you got? What else you got? Is that all you got? Well, praise the Lord. I can ramble on then. Praise the good Lord. I tell you, God said it to us, folks. Amen. We went to Little Bishop one night over there.
Hold on, I'm sorry. Well, I've got some more. We got something. I don't want anybody to leave, but I thought maybe everybody might
want
to testify.
But
I got a scripture I
want
to read.
Yeah, go ahead and read. He is our hook. And I'm going to tell you something. He is our anchor.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. He's what's kept us here this far.
That's right.
I know we can give God honor for the lives that those souls and all that have gone on. I heard Brother Thurman in there. And,
yeah.
And Sister Jess Alicia, she might have been the one playing the piano. One or two of them songs in there. But you hear some of them in there singing and talking and testifying. I tell you, it's a blessing. Amen. Holiness that the Lord put on people, on a life to live, telling you to come on, encouraging in the Lord. He carried that cross up that hill for you and for me. Praise the Lord. I tell you, there ain't no doubt. make it run out of this little church. I know some that's out there in the cemetery today that have made it. Amen. They might have, we might have laid their body down out there, but we didn't lay that spirit down to be absent from the body, but to be present with the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. He's going to have his saints. Amen. Praise the Lord. He's going to have his saints. Amen. We've got that door open, that door of opportunity to see the Lord. Let's take full advantage of it. Somebody else testify. Tell how good God's been to you this morning. Sister Pence, if you want to hear everybody else testify. Did you say anything? There you go.
Tears, but I tell you, you can feel the
church family.
Yes, and you know, I hope that in the end we all together again.
Yeah.
Thank the Lord for what He's done for me. And Brother Robert Lee was a father figure to me.
Yeah.
He was a true friend, and I looked up to him. And he taught us to wait. He also taught us to wait. And everything was done.
Yeah.
You know, we looked to him. He showed us the way. He's a true man of God. And I appreciate those teaching me the way. And
right.
I can be along with Jesus. Now, I don't have Robert Lee religion, and I don't have anything in religion.
Right. That's right.
I have salvation from Jesus Christ.
Right.
So I can praise Him and appreciate Him. And I was thinking about faith. I know I've taken a lot of time.
Yeah.
Take your time.
Me and Caleb was,
I got a lot of time.
So close. And
yeah.
I remember the time we used to come home. We would sing.
Yeah.
And we'd record ourselves singing. We had some good times.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'm going to be there again.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm going to be together again with them all one day.
Yeah.
Thank God for what He's doing for me. And thank God for this church.
Yeah.
Thank
you, Lord. Jesus is worthy this morning. I'm waiting on you now. Don't y'all wait on me. I'm waiting on y'all. If you don't feel like Sister Fanny should be gone maybe 25 years, January will make 25 years. Well, I tell you, it seems like you look back sometime, you don't know what happened to the last 25, 40 years, 50 years. What happened since I was 12 years old? God, what happened since I was 18? Where did the time go? You better serve the Lord while you got the time now, because time will get past you. I don't care if it's 10, 20 years. The Lord will be right there every minute, every step of the way. When you look back and see where you could have done better for God, it makes you want to repent. It does.
You know,
Sister Fanny, I need you to be praying for me. She said, I already have been praying for you. That was one you didn't have to tell she needed to pray. You need to pray. That was one you didn't have to tell. She was already praying. Praise the Lord. It helped me to realize I had gotten where I was at that day because people was praying for me. Praise the Lord. Sure, it kind of pricked my heart. It kind of got on my feelings in a little bit. Then I said, well, somebody's already been praying for me. That's a blessing. Slow down. Take your time. Look at where you're at. See where you're at. God knows where you're at. You're going to be punished with some stripes if you don't open your eyes and let God lead you. Make sure God's in the plan. Make sure you're holding on to His hand. Amen. So judgment comes quick to some now. I can't tell you if it's going to be 10 minutes or 10 years. But judgment comes so quick to some. There's some in the cemetery today that died an early death because they didn't have a business going against the grain, going against God. Praise the Lord. Amen. Every time I do the trimming and cut the grass down at the cemetery, I said, Lord, that one there could have lived a while longer. She'd obeyed God. There's a lot of them in an early grave today on account of not obeying God. Amen. Amen. God ain't no play for you. He ain't nothing to play with. Amen. We need to be down to business with the Lord. That Sister Fanny, she testified one time that she was wanting to come to church, wanting to go to church. Her car was out of gas, and she knew it was out of gas. And she didn't have the money to put gas in it. She said, Lord, I'm going to church. Said, you going to help me get there and help me get back some kind of way? And she lived up there in Jackson Springs. That ain't no hop, skip, and a jump. She says she drove to that church over there at the old church, and they had service and shouting. They left about 10 o'clock that night or something. And said she drove all the way back to Jackson Springs in that car. And said the next morning when she got up, it would not crank. It would slam out of gas.
Praise the Lord.
God can deliver you here and there. You put your trust in God now, and you won't have to worry about it later on. Amen. Praise the Lord. Put your investments in the Lord. Amen.
You know, one time she was on a Sunday morning.
Lord.
Uncle Charlie, if everybody knows Uncle Charlie, he'd come in and sit and, you know, hurry that panty up.
Yeah.
So one morning he came and they left, she told us, and she said, he wanted to stop by KFC and get Sunday penny. And she told him no, and I believe the Holy Ghost fell on her in that car.
Yes.
And she said, no, I'll fix something when we get home.
Yeah.
And Uncle Charlie didn't say a word. He couldn't say anything.
Yeah.
The
Holy Ghost done come on.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's time to be quiet.
That's right. That's right.
That Charlie was a hard fella. He was a hard fella. Sister Fanny,
he
seen
him pray, and he walked up and tapped her on this time, doesn't he?
Yeah. So, she sure was. Sister Fanny was a precious soul.
Yes, she was.
Amen.
When she was dying, she told me we was up there, and she said, honey, she said, stay with the church. She said, love the church. She said, and you stay there. She said, that's what God wants you to be.
Mm-hmm.
So, she told me and him like that. She said, stay with the church. Be faithful. And I will try to be faithful.
That's right.
Praise the Lord. I tell you, it's a blessing when so many more saints like that put their confidence and faith in you, advice and trust and all. Brother Robert Lee, he told me before he passed, he said, stick in there and try to hold it in the middle. There's a middle ground. Amen. There's some on the right you can't trust. There's some on the left you can't trust. Amen. You better hold it right down the middle. Amen. Keep it going right straight down through the middle. Amen. Praise the Lord. I tell you, that Brother Robert Lee was a blessing. You don't know how much I miss him around here sometimes. I know you probably say, well, God, looks like you do everything so easy. Looks like it's just so easy. No, it ain't just so easy. The Lord gives you a lot of what you're doing up here right time you're doing it. Sometimes you might see me hesitate a minute. I'm waiting on the Lord to say something or give me something. But I'm going to tell you something. It ain't a piece of pie. It ain't no cakewalk. But the thing about it is, God is with you all the time. He don't let you alone. He don't let you go. Amen. Sometimes you feel like you're walking on the water and you're starting to sink. You just reach up and grab the hand of the Lord. And Sister Pam, boy, I told that story on her last week. We were going out in that ocean boat. It was a 21-foot boat. It had sides on it that deep. Now, it wasn't no little bitty creek boat. It had size 3 foot deep on it. But boy, when she hauled out, I heard her. Now, we went over the next wave. We had to take the second wave, 2 foot, so I could turn in between the waves. The waves were high. They was about 8 foot. But what it is, there was a fella I seen him. He went out there in a pontoon boat. But boy, that pontoon boat was going like that right there when he went out there. But when she hollered and cried, I turned that boat around and come back in. I tell you something, you get to hollering and crying out to God, you got God on your side. He'll turn things around for you. Amen. That cancer has to be deleted and completed. Amen. That doctor said, told Brother Robert Lee, asked him, he said, did that hurt? Robert Lee said, no. He said, "Did that hurt?" Robert Lee said, "No." The doctor said, "I don't believe you. You might die with cancer, but you ain't got to die with pain." He went out of here just as smooth as anybody you've ever seen.
But I didn't need to pray that he
did. He didn't suffer. You might leave from here, but you ain't got to suffer. If it's God's will, He'll leave that testimony. You didn't suffer. Praise the Lord. I tell you, He's one of the few people that I've heard say, "I'm fixing to leave from here." A lot of y'all was here that morning. Brother Robert Lee stood right here. Put his arms around him just like that right there. Tears coming down both sides of his face. He said, "The Lord showed me He was coming by to take me up in His arms." He said, "I ain't coming by to rebuke you. I'm coming by to show you love." Some kind of way He put it. And I was sitting right there behind Sister Lisa in that next pew. And the first thing come to my mind, Brother Robert Lee is fixing to leave us. And 6 weeks later, he was gone. Praise the Lord. Amen. God can give you a testimony you fixing to go to Him. Amen. Now that, ain't that what He was saying? God's going to come by and take me up in His arms. You ain't got to have no doubt in your relationship with the Lord. You can have confidence in God. Praise the Lord. Amen. You ain't got to have no doubt. Praise the Lord. Amen. You read Revelation 21 about the unbelievers. It said they'll have their part with the murderers, the whoremongers, and the idolaters, and everything else in the lake of fire. You better believe in God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You hear what I said? I said you better believe in God. You better believe in Him. Trust Him. Amen. God can carry you all the way. That's His sole purpose, is to keep His people from going to hell. It's by their choice that the gates of hell is widening every day, that the gates of hell, that the mouth of hell is broadening itself every day. It's their choice that is doing that. Praise the Lord. Amen. Somebody else want to say something? Anybody? Praise the Lord. God's good to us all the time. Amen.
Well, Daryl, I would really like to, I know we can't elaborate enough on, but these have been part of our anchors. And when we started talking about this, I was praying about it, Sister Lisa, you know, what could we title it for a church? You know, what does it mean to us? And that just comes to me, the anchor. The anchor still holds. We're small. We've been up. We've been down. We've been in the middle. We've had fires, floods. But we're still coming through the blood.
Right.
And I thank God for Grace Chapel people. I thank you for being with us as all these years. We've made it. 50 years couldn't have made it without you. And this church was founded on prayer. And can anybody tell me one other thing the church has always done?
Word.
Word.
The Word of God.
Helping people.
Yeah.
And so while we was here, while I was doing all this, I got a gift I felt like would be from our anchors. They gone on before us. They left us a path. I think about, Darrell was talking about, Dave talking about, how he said God was going to come by. Karen had been telling me probably a year before she passed, Sister Abby, she said, "I just want to go. I want the Lord to get me ready and go." And I said, "Karen, you grandbabies, you know, I'm an earthly person." I was like, "You're just 50 years old. You want to watch them grow up." She said, "The Lord will take care of them." And she told me she had a dream or a vision that the Lord had lifted her up. She was floating above the church. And I was like, going to heal her. You know, that's what I was hoping. God's going to heal her. But that wasn't what it was. God was going to take her. And I seen that after it happened. You know, she was going up. She was going to leave us. But I thank God she left a testimony. I
thank God they've left us a testimony and a roadmap.
Yeah.
And it's going to be up to us to make it. We've got to make it for ourselves.
That's right.
We've had good leadership. If we miss it, it's going to be our own fault.
That's right.
Like I say, we don't have their religion, but they left us a path.
Yes.
And we had to get, a lot of people thought we wouldn't make it. A lot of people thought when Daddy was gone, well, when Fanny was gone, we weren't going to make it. When Daddy was gone, we couldn't make it. And we've even talked to people, y'all still exist up there? Lord, I thought Grace Chapel being closed down. Darling, I talked to a preacher a couple years ago. I didn't even know there was still a Grace Chapel.
Yeah.
But I said, yeah, with the help of the Lord, we still holding on.
That's right.
We might be Noah's Ark, but hey, we still float. That's what counts. By the help of God, He's the only one. But I would like to get some pictures. And I would like for everybody to come up and let's just kind of make it pretty. And we might have to move to the easel. And let's just kind of focus on making this our center. If we could just kind of gather around. And that's everybody. I got a gift for everybody. It will be family. I'll give you an envelope and it's for the family. Unless you're just here by yourself, okay? So,
that's
the
right.
Church has a gift for you.
Exactly.
And I hope you enjoyed